With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At a rally in Montana, Donald Trump making it very clear Kamala Harris is not suited to be the commander-in-chief.
She wants to take away your guns. You like that, right? All right, how about this? She wants to defund the police. Are you okay with that? She wants to allow millions of people to pour into our border through an invasion, using an invasion process. I don't think so.
And Mr. Trump adds he will defeat Harris when they eventually debate.
Joe Biden was exposed during the debate. Likewise, Kamala will be exposed during the debate. She will be exposed during the debate or debates.
A new report from Microsoft finds Iran is accelerating online activity, apparently to influence the U.S. election. That report shows Iranian actors have created fake news sites and in one case targeted a U.S. presidential campaign official with an email phishing attack. Also, at SRNnews.com, correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the Kremlin's efforts now to secure its border following a major move by Ukrainian forces over the past 2-3 days.
Russia has announced what it's called a counter-terrorism operation after Ukraine's incursion into one of its border regions. The measures announced for the Kursk, Belgorod and Bryansk regions that border Ukraine will allow the government to relocate residents, control phone communications and take possession of vehicles. Ukraine's raid on Russia is the largest cross-border incursion of the war and it's raised fears that fighting could spread well beyond Ukraine. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And this is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are more satisfied.
A poll released by the Belonging Forum reveals that 72% of self-described believers say they are satisfied with their lives, compared to 65% of non-religious people. The survey also found that Christians are more friendly, more neighborly, and more involved in trying to improve their communities. The Belonging Forum says, quote, "Christian faith is a powerful and universal social force for good and promotes a sense of belonging in our communities." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New federal rules designed to promote transgenderism among students at public schools in effect now, but only across about half the nation. Courts have temporarily blocked enforcement in 25 states and hundreds of individual schools. The Biden administration's rules aim primarily at Republican-majority states, which have banned sex change operations on youngsters. This is SRN News. A troubled U.S. aerospace giant has a new CEO. Here's Rich Thomason.
One of Robert Ortberg's first orders of business was a visit to a Boeing plant near Seattle. He takes the helm of a company that's been losing billions of dollars, is struggling to fix its aircraft manufacturing process, and has agreed to plead guilty in a fraud case. Amid those multiple challenges, Ortberg says he's excited to take on this new assignment. He retired several years ago, but now at 64, he's coming back with plans to engineer a turnaround at Boeing.
Harvard University has decided against removing from campus buildings the name of a family whose company makes the powerful painkiller OxyContin. That comes despite protests from parents of those children fatally overdosed. The decision to retain an Arthur Sackler's name in a building comes when several institutions have gotten rid of them. More details at srnnews.com.